Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. This is the Fernando Poniente Show. It's 9 o'clock here in Wisconsin. Live from Wisconsin, it's Monday night. That's right, tonight's show. It's going to be good. Yeah, I promise. We are going to be discussing some of the Obama and the Notre Dame. I know it's a little late, but hey, I'd like to get your opinion if you would like to call in 347-884-8125. Join me there live, or you can go to chat room if you guys want to be, just want to hide behind the curtain. Go to chat room, go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. I'll see you there. But in the meantime, again, with this musical guest, will be the Into Arcadia. They're from Milwaukee, by the way. Wow, that's just like maybe 2 hours away from me. That's right, Into Arcadia. They should be calling in about 9:30, so wait for them, and I'll be playing their songs. But in the meantime, we'll do the Fernando Poniente Show. And we'll take your calls and a chat room. Go ahead, and if you guys want to ask some questions, wait a minute, let me play. Hold on a second here. Oh, the reggae show. There you go. That's supposed to be my cue. Ah! Oh, boy. All right. So what is the dealio with this Barack Obama being in the Notre Dame? Well, actually, as you can tell, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Notre Dame, they are, you know, supposedly owned by Catholics or run by Catholics. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not, but who knows, who cares, but the issue there is the abortion, the pro-choice and pro-life. We all know that President Obama's pro-choice, and supposedly Catholics are pro-life. I don't know, that's what they're trying to say there. But as expected, I don't know if you've seen that yesterday, I believe. Yeah, I don't know. I can't. You know, I'm all turning around here when it comes to the date. Today's what, the 18th? Yeah. What, 2009? Yeah, I'm right. Okay. And that's as expected. You know, there was a lot of people there, and that showed up. And you know, Mr. Obama, President Obama, was supposed to speaking to you know, to the graduates of the Notre Dame. You know, I would like to go there someday. Notre Dame, yeah. Ever since I watched that movie, what do you call that? Rudy, you know, Rudy, that guy, the guy from the Lord of the Rings. Yeah, Sean Austin Scott or something like that. That's right. But, see, I'm getting off subject now. All right. So, I mean, admit it, this is not the really, you know, the thing. I mean, I'm pro-life. You know, I have no excuse for any, you know, the pro-choice out there. It's just, you know, especially, you know, Mr. Obama, you know, saying, in quote, you know, if his kid would have made a mistake, you know, he's not going to punish them with the baby. So, you know, it's a punishment for Mr. Obama for having that, having a, you know, unexpected baby or something. So maybe we can put that on their in the capital punishment, you know. That's we'll give him a baby. So that's the only thing that that I disagree. But there's a lot of people out there going, you know, there's a lot of anti-Obama showing up there and, you know, using that tool, use that situations, you know, to get leverage. You know, a lot of people though heckled him, you know, during the speech. And You know, I disagree with them. I mean, you know, you don't have to heckle. If, you know, if you want to be here, if you want to be heard, just do it, you know, like in a good manner. You know, like maybe throw some rocks on him or something. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking here. But we'll talk about that if you guys want to talk about that. You know, again, call 347-884-8125 and you know, tell me how you feel about the abortion. Are you pro-life or pro-choice? You know, don't be scared. It's just a yes or no, you know, question, answer. And let me know why, because it's, you know, sometimes people will say, well, I'm pro-choice because, you know, I believe that they have right to choose. And, you know, what about those people that were raped and, you know, incest and, you know, whatnot and stuff? And to me, it is, I don't think it's the baby's fault. So, with that said, being said, let's play, I don't know, I want to play music here, and we'll jump into another topic, and we'll touch base, and we'll touch back on that. If you guys want to go back in there and talk about that, we'll talk about that also. And now, we have a thing coming up, I want to be able to talk about the Facebook, actually cutting off people, users that has a, with a fake sounding name, like names like, you know, I don't know, you know, you've heard of them, like terror, you know, terrorist, sound like terrorist, stuff like that, you know, funny names, like, you know, even nasty names out there. those are funny though. But let me know what you think about that. I mean, you know, again, Google. Google is actually saying, the Google CEO saying and telling people that to turn off your computers and go outside. Hey, turn off your computers, go outside. That's the term of the CEO. That's not actually a good thing to say if you're running if your business is an internet, you know, based or search engine. And you're urging them to go outside, like, isn't that more like to go, hey, you know, get more Cheetos and Hot Pockets and stuff. So we'll talk about that. And also, a 66-year-old woman to give birth next month in Britain. Ooh, there's actually, this woman is set to become Britain's oldest mother at the age of 66 when she gives birth next month. We'll talk about that. Pretty old, 66. Not really, and I'll tell you why, because, you know, there was actually a lady in the Bible times, actually, that gave birth as old, you know, older than that. So, yeah, Bible times. Now, that's old. So, in the meantime, we are going to play. I'm going to play one song. I don't know. Let's play Days Gone, okay? Days Gone from New Jersey. I'm going to play this song real quick, and then we'll come back. I promise. Best days of our time. Memories
I was raised in a dream with a brother and a dog. I was blessed with a dad and a mom, and my friends were around. And when things got on, I could count on them to hold me down at the time of a life down here, doing what we wanted to do without fear. You never know what you got till it's gone, but these Jersey boy memories still live on. Drove fast cars, I love that fast girl. This is how we got down in my world. Summertime came with a broken heart, fell in love too fast, should've been smart. Then Saturday nights under the diner light, wanna be good, sure they wanna be.
All right, sorry we had to cut that short, because I just felt like cutting it short. Anyway, well, that was the Days Gone, a band called Days Gone from New Jersey. So you can see, you probably heard that on their lyrics. So they're from New Jersey. Let's get my panel over here. We are still going to be talking about the Obama. About the Notre Dame and all that. So I'm going to get Don here. 7639, caller number one. What do you think about this Obama stuff?
Yeah, I think you were right. He did bring up the abortion issue, and he's like, I think he said something like, can't we just work together on this and let's try to, make where there will be less people seeking abortion. That's what he said. So that's good that he said that.
Well, and also, basically, he's just saying that, hey, let's be open-minded about child murder, you know. Why can't we just get along, you know? And like, we all both, you know, he's basically telling we're both right and we're both wrong, you know. So
I think it's positive, though, that he said that he doesn't want a lot of people to get abortion, so. You know, he said, like, he's trying to make it where more funding will be available so that mothers who keep the babies will be rewarded versus people who don't. They'll be rewarded, like, financially or something like that.
And those, some of those will be punished with the baby?
So maybe he's changing because he said that those people who keep the babies, you know, carry the pregnancy full term. That they will be rewarded.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because I don't think he's changing. But I think he's just talking. You know, he's trying to. You got to understand. You know, like that's Notre Dame. You know, school where you know like pro-choice are outnumbered. I mean, pro-choice are outnumbered by pro-life by you know big numbers. You know. So I think, you know, he knows what he's getting into. He's just like, you know, again, he said that this is, you know, we should work together and we, you know, we'll just put our differences aside, you know, and we'll work together. And that's, I think it's somewhat, you know, doesn't convince me.
Yeah.
Like that. So, and I said earlier that, you know, those people, the hecklers, you know, like yelling and try to interrupt him and, you know, during his speech. And if you want to be heard, you know, that's just hold up a sign or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Or have your own talk show and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like freedom of speech.
Right. Because it doesn't, like...
Doesn't
you know, the fact that still, you know, abortioners are, you know, killing, you know, babies and stuff.
Abortion is killing people. Killing babies. I mean, actually, because of all the abortions, my Social Security is not here. It's not because of some, like, overspending. I mean, that's the main part. I mean, you kill 40 million tax-paying citizens. Do you expect that, you know what I mean? I mean,
mm-hmm.
over time, it's going to diminish. The Social Security because of, you know, you don't have that many more people in the workplace.
Right. And, you know, everyone has, like I said, a different opinion, you know. If question is like, you know, they knew all along from the first, you know, from the beginning, you know, that the precedent of Notre Dame, they know it's going to create a controversy. You know,
okay.
They know that. They knew that.
Yes.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can't.
All right. I'm not talking to you anyway.
It's still breaking me out. Are you still breaking? You're like in and out.
Yeah, but again, that's something that's happening. That's my opinion. But anyway, let's take another caller over here. There's 2336. I believe this is Rob, the Robbie Meister. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing? I'm a little late. I was out with my niece, and I forgot what time it was, and I just got home.
Remind me to spank you.
That's right. With that paddle, please, like you always do. So what have I missed?
Oh, no, we're just talking about Obama and, you know, pro-life and pro-choice.
Okay. And what have people been deciding on?
I get color and it's pro-choice. Pro-life, and I'm pro-life myself. What about you?
See, I knew you were going to ask that question. and
I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
And I wasn't sure how I would answer that because I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, that's fine. I leave it like that. You don't know how to answer that. It's like you have no. You're like right in the middle.
I like to say it's a woman's choice, but is it really a woman's choice though? Because it's a baby, you know.
Kids, 13, 14-year-old to get pregnant, and they said, oh, that's their choice to get, you know, really? 13-year-old, 14-year-old can make their decision?
No. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's a baby. It's babies having babies.
Right. And then also people, like, you know, people that get, you know, like women, and I know that a lot of women out there go through some stuff like this, but, you know, and I'm sorry for that, but, you know, to get women to get raped and end up with a kid, you know. I mean, really, let's look into the situation why they get, you know, why that happened. You know,
mm-hmm.
Those,
yeah.
I know people, I know a lot of women that get, you know, quote unquote raped. It's not, you know, anyway.
Exactly. I mean, do you say, you know, someone gets raped and they get pregnant, and, you know, the woman couldn't help, you know, because, you know, they rape, you know, which way you go on that, you know, so.
Right. I mean, again, it's not a punishment. It's like, according to Obama, it's a punishment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you heard it.
So is actually people upset that actually Obama was at Notre Dame or he wanted to speak there?
No, he was invited. The president of Notre Dame invited him to commencement or, you know, to talk to their graduates, you know. And they knew all along from the beginning. It's going to be, you know, a huge controversy because of what's, you know, Barack Obama stands against, you know, I mean, when it comes to abortion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. They knew they're gonna get nailed. I mean, that's kind of tells you that, you know, they don't really care. You know, even though they say, oh yeah, I'm pro life, they don't. You know, when it comes to like Obama, when it comes to like, oh, that's Obama, that's bigger than, you know, that's bigger than you know, choosing what's, you know, murder or not, you know, or pro choice or pro life, whatnot, what you want to call that. But I'm mumbling here. But Don, what do you think about him? Do you think? Do you think that's a bias? Do you think, you know, the president of Notre Dame should be, you know, should step down? Hello? Crickets.
Who was that?
All right, I'm going to meet Don. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ask you a question. What was your...
I thought you were asking him because
no.
I thought I was just saying, okay. So should I think he should... step down. I think that he should like humble himself and apologize for making the wrong choice. I mean, stepping down, I mean, that's like, you know, I think that the best thing would probably be to at least start with repenting, you know, and apologizing
right.
to the school
exactly.
and to those people.
Exactly. Rob, do you think it's going to matter?
Do you think
people are going to move on? Do you think people are going to move on and more and forget about the whole thing?
I totally disagree with what she says because I think everybody has a right to their own opinion. So I don't think that, you know, he should, you know, I don't think he should apologize or step down or anything at all like that. He asked, you know, if Obama to come to speak, so I think, you know, everybody has a right to their opinion. And I, you know, some people are going to, you know, disagree and some people agree, but I don't think there's apology should be, you know, I don't think there's no, should be no apology whatsoever there.
Yeah, if he apologized, I mean, if he, you know, I mean, that's, I don't think he would.
Yeah.
I don't think he will because there never will be. But anyway, let's move on, shall we, because that's just got stale. Facebook cuts, you know, the Facebooks want to cut off the users with fake-sounding names like you, Robbie Tan. Aren't you Robbie Tan? Now, Facebook cut, you know, the users, they want to do that. They want to, like, go through with all that stuff, like, people, like, has, like, a name, like, terrorist, Al-Qaeda, you know, stuff, like, with nasty names and, you know, stuff like that. But not things that I want to talk about here. But anyway, what do you think, I mean, do they don't believe that this, if people have, like, this, like, you know, the guy named Harry Rear? I mean, they want to eliminate that? Isn't that like maybe 5 million people over there with the Harry Rear? I mean, named Harry Rear? What do you think, Robbie?
About what was exactly the question?
do you think Facebook?
What?
Do you think, you know, Facebook? You use Facebook, right? You know.
No.
All right.
Facebook, no. I have no idea.
Of course,
I have
they
no
use social
network,
okay?
Or any
they want
of
to
that.
Cut, yeah, they want to cut off. You know, they want to cut off users with fake sounding names.
Oh,
like name
I
of
see.
Fake sounding names. Like
I see.
You know, like I don't know, Al Qaeda. Remember that Al Qaeda?
Yeah.
Yeah, a guy named Al, last name Qaeda. He sounds like an Al Qaeda. Anyway, but the question is, do you think Facebook should really, you know, go through with it? Because isn't that? Do you think they should do it? To eliminate some of those people that fake sounding names?
I say no.
Why?
Freedom of speech? would that cover that? Is that right? right? I mean, because if someone you use the name or something like that, I mean, I guess if you are hurting somebody in a way, yes, but I don't think it's you using, you know, Al Qaeda, are you hurting anybody by using that name? I don't think, I mean, if you use something like vulgar towards, you know, somebody else, then I could see, you know, some reprimanding being done.
And, like, the guy, like, this person, actually, Anita Cox, you know, Anita Cox.
I don't know.
Yeah, and his sister, Ivana, you know, I mean, they should get, I mean, it's not their fault they're even given that name, you know, this
yeah.
lady... This lady's like, you know, her last name is Sweet Strawberry, and they want, and she's been had Facebook for like years, and all of a sudden she got eliminated because she has the last, you know, name Sweet Strawberry, and that's her real name, Sweet Strawberry.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Okay. What about the? It was a couple months ago. I don't know, maybe many months ago that this family had a baby, and they wanted to name the baby. It was like a bunch of numbers, and they weren't going to let that happen. They're like, no, you can't. That's not going to happen. And they said you have to actually get a real name, and they're like, no, we want this as a name, and they're like, no, that's not going to happen. And of course, they had to take pick up a different name.
Right, and there's actually, believe it or not, there's last name Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Seymour Butts. I mean, come
on. I've heard that.
Yeah, that's the Seymour Butts, a real person. Okay, Don, what do you think? Do you think that would Well, she hang up. Oh, my goodness. Left the building. But anyway, I mean, what do you have to, like, really show Facebook your birth certificate, you know, for them not to shut down your Facebook? Is that the case here, Rob?
Well, what's up with, you know, I mean, people use, do you really want to use your, you have to really use your real name on Facebook?
Yeah, why not? I mean, I do my stuff on business stuff. I mean, I don't hide, you know, anything from it. You know, I don't use handles anymore. I don't use nicknames. You know, I mean, I changed the Great Inferno Show to Fernando Poniente Show so people can find me better.
Yeah,
find me more trusting, you know.
Well, some like famous people, when people get famous, they end up changing their names, though. A lot of people do that.
And also, the poll says there's a lot of people using their real name as handles rather than a nickname, rather than a gang name, you know.
Oh, really? See?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that's just wrong. I mean, they should be able to keep their, you know, fake sounding name. They don't have to prove anything to them that that's their real name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this
yeah.
guy, this lady is like Alicia Stanbul. And they locked her account out because her last name is Stanbul. I'm like, yeah. what's up with that? You know?
Yeah.
I just don't understand. But so yeah, Facebook people, you know, grow up, okay? There's actually fake sounding names out there, like Seymour Butts. I know a guy named Harry Rear. You know? Jeez. Grow up. Now from Facebook to Google CEO actually telling people or recommending people to turn off your computers and go outside. So the chairman and CEO of the world's largest search engine is urging college graduates to turn off the computers and discover the humanity around them. Google's Eric Smith spoke at the University of Pennsylvania commencement ceremony in Philadelphia Monday. The class of 2009 is graduating in a tough economic climate, but Smith says such downturns can be time for network innovation. He noted that Rice Krispies, Twinkies, and beer cans were all product of Great Depressions and staples of college life. Huh. That doesn't even make sense. So he says, go out, don't use that. Isn't that kind of a bad for their, you know, this guy's, you know, CEO of Google, a search engine, an internet company, and telling people to go outside and turn off your computer. Isn't that bad for your business? What do you think?
I think people, you know, should get out and, go out and, you know, see well, because everything's not on the computer. You know, you have to actually go out and experience more than just sitting at your computer desk, you know, on the computer. I mean, yes, there's a lot to learn and read and stuff like that, but actually to go out in the real world and actually be able to, you know, actually see it with your own eyes, I think, yeah. You need, I think some people, you know, you need to go outside, you know, sitting at the computer, you know, eating potato chips. And getting, you know, America's fat enough as it is. So, yeah, I think, you know, I don't say you have to, but I think it would be a good idea, actually, to go out and actually experience, you know,
right.
life, you know. You sit behind your desk at a computer, you know. I don't think you're, you know, you're actually, you know, experiencing it. You're sitting there, you know, watching TV pretty much.
Exactly.
Of course, you know, a lot of stuff on the internet also is, you know, a lot of bad things you can find on the internet also, though, too.
Exactly. Now, Don, do you think is this like a bad, you know, bad thing for the business? If you're telling, if you own an internet company and you're telling people to go outside and shut it off computer, is that a bad business? What is his motive?
Well, I would say yes, that's bad for business, but maybe he feels that he made enough money already and that's he's fine with that and he wants people to get out there.
Yeah.
You know, so that and then when you said that, I was like, "Are books gonna come back into style?" Maybe.
Right. Let's take another caller over here. I believe this is from Milwaukee. 0448. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, this is also from Into Arcadia.
Oh, this is Into Arcadia. All right, you're calling, man. I lost time here. All right, what we're gonna do is actually I'm gonna play your song. All right, and then I'm gonna come back to you. Okay.
Sounds good.
Rob and Don, stick around. We have Into Arcadia as our guest, so if you guys want to ask them some questions. They're from Milwaukee, by the way. They love Brewers. So let's go.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. I'm a Cubbies fan.
Oh, yeah. Don't start now. Okay, if you guys want to join us, actually, I have one more line open, 347-884-8125, or you can join me in a chat room, which the Block Talk Radio says it's having difficulties right now. Bummer. Maybe I'd pour hot oil on him. Okay, well, let's play, and I'll pick you up again, okay, Into Arcadia. What's your name again?
Otto.
Otto?
Yep, that's me.
Oh, Otto. Okay, I'll give me a minute here. I'll play your song, and we'll come back here in a second. Are you guys still there, right?
Yeah.
My screen just went blank. See that?
Just like your head.
Block Talk Radios. No, it's just that blank. Hold on a second here. Let me. Okay. Wow. You guys.
The line's actually
flooding right now. I got like three people on queue. Okay. Hold on just a second. Let me play that real quick. If you guys want to jump in on chat room, that's better off that way. So hold on a second here. Let me play Into Arcadia. All Eyes on You. Now, welcome back. That was Into Arcadia, I think one of the album maps for children. I do have them online. I believe the, which one is that? 6515, who is this? 6515, okay, 0448, will that be Otto?
That's me, yep.
That's you. All right, man, I just lost you in there because I got so many calls calling in here. Man, you must be popular, man. Flooding my line.
It's flattering, but probably highly unlikely.
So tell me more about the Into Arcadia. I know how long you guys been together, you know, the first album, and, you know, what is you, you know, the next tour and stuff like that. Fill me in.
Well, we've been a band for probably like 2 years, but, well, 2.5 years, but, you know, I moved here from Manchester, England, and then I met Kenny, who plays guitar, and we were goofing around for a while, and then we decided to put a band together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found Wes, and then we found another drummer, but that didn't really work out. So I guess as a band, well, we recorded Maps for Children with the other drummer, but you know, he had a lot of other commitments, work schedule and all that, but that didn't really work out. But we have a new drummer now, Xander. We just came back off a short tour a couple of weeks ago. And we're actually in the studio right now working on the new album and getting ready to shoot a music video for a new song.
Oh, wow.
That was in a nutshell. I kind of gave you like 2.5 years in like 2.5 minutes then.
Sounds interesting. Go ahead, Rob.
What kind of music actually is it? I was trying to listen to my phone. I couldn't really hear it, so I put it on speakerphone, and then I was able to make it out a little bit better. And it was right at the end of the song. What kind of music is it? You guys, is it classified as?
I guess it's kind of like alternative. It's not rock. It's like alternative. It's not even pop, really. I guess just alternative. It falls into that bracket. Kind of indie.
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's not a heavy metal rock or anything like that. You do bashing guitars and stuff like that. Is it?
Yeah, I agree. So, there's a lot of potential there. I hear. You know.
Thanks. Most of my songs are based around like melodies and stuff. So there's not too much shouting going on. But it's like it's very like guitar, drums, bass. It's just the four of us and with some people double up on keys and synthesizers and stuff like that. So it's a pretty big sound for just the four of us.
So are you guys up for a world tour or anything like that?
Yeah, we actually we start our world tour in about like 2 years, just to give you a heads up.
Oh, okay. And also, have you been to the Wisconsin Dells area?
Yeah, I've been to Noah's Ark.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the world capital of the world. I mean, the water world, whatever. But
anyway, water capital.
The water capital. Did I say water world?
Yeah.
So you guys, you guys, are you guys married? How old are you guys?
We're older. We're all in our 20s.
Okay.
None of us are married. We have girlfriends
and
stuff.
Younger than us, Robbie. Robbie, you're like, what, 45?
55.
Okay, I'm sorry. So what's your next plan here, Otto?
We just recorded a new single. We're in the process of at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee. It's this beautiful theater. We recorded a new track called Panic there, and then we're actually going to start shooting the video in a couple of weeks. We have a really good producer, Phil Harrelson, who's worked on Brick. And he's actually just finished a new movie called Brothers Bloom that comes out in Milwaukee on Friday. And I highly recommend everybody go and watch it. And he's going to shoot the video and finish up the track in the next couple of weeks. So hopefully, I'm guessing in the next month or so, then that should be out. And then apart from that, just working on the album and hopefully get that out by the fall as well.
That sounds good. Don, the caller, Don, do you have any questions? Those of you raising your hand.
I'm here listening.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Market America?
Market America?
Yeah.
Is that another water park?
No.
It's not a water park. Yeah, it's like when you go down a slide and you hit your head. Just kidding.
No, I've never heard of that. No.
No, there's like they're like a big product brokerage company, and my website is shoppingsuperhighway.com. Sometimes they let like Dan.
I don't know what you're doing in the background, but there's a lot of noise in the background. I can't really hear you, so I'm gonna have to mute you if you.
Yeah, I'll talk to you guys.
Okay, wow, all right. Sounds like she's being attacked by a little dog or something. And also, call number 4, 5, and 6 if you guys want to participate. You got to press number 1, I'm sorry. Press 1 if you want to participate, so you got little hands and it goes up in there, and then I should be able to tell if you want to participate. Otherwise, you just listen to Otto. No, Otto,
how many people have been drinking tonight?
I don't know. Are you drinking?
It sounds like everybody's drinking to me.
Yeah.
This is the strangest radio interview I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
This is welcome to blacktalkradio.com. This is Black Talk Radio. You know, the Banana Banana Show.
It.
Yeah.
I like the chaos.
Oh yeah, thank you. We have, you know, we have chainsaw and you know, drills and stuff like that. We Rob, do you have any more questions for Otto?
No, I do not.
You do not. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you guys want to go to myspace.com/IntoArcadia, and also the management. Do you have any Otto? Who's your manager? Who's your management?
Oh, we're managed by a company in New York called The Wink Winks, who are
from the Wink Winks. Oh, I forgot all about that. Right, yeah, I forgot all about that. Yeah, yeah. What, Colette McFlaherty or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. She's the girl who set this up, so if she's listening, thank you and hello.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys are always welcome to stop by, you know, here in the Fernando Poniente show. And, you know, if you guys ever come up here to Dells, come see us. You know, we have a couple gig out here. You know, we have right in the Dells area here. That you may more than welcome to come up here. Maybe, you know, we can demand you, you know, to play.
Yeah,
here.
Life from Noah's Ark. Yeah, I can't wait.
No, not at Noah's Ark, not at the water park. But I believe
Marcus Ampus is at that theater right down the street from KFC. What's that called?
Grand.
Yeah, Crystal Grand.
Love it.
Yeah. Bill Cosby plays there. I know. Stand up. Leonard Skinner plays there a lot too. Ron White was just there. The comedian was just there recently.
Which one?
Well, if Leonard Skinner plays there, pencil me in.
Definitely, we'll get. You know, they've never heard of Eventful, Otto? Like Eventful.com?
Yeah, I think so. That seems pretty much tells you what's going on, where and when.
Right. Yeah. That's if Colette's listening, you know, if Eventful is it's a really good tool for the bands or musicians alike, you know, to use, you know, if they want to, you know, to be, you know, if you want to gain fans and stuff in other countries or other regions, and they can demand you. Yeah, that's.
Hey, can I just we've just launched our blogspot thing, so it's intoarcadia.blogspot.com. My beautiful girlfriend built it, and it looks awesome. So thank you.
I will definitely visit that, and you know, I will definitely post that in Facebook and MySpace, and you know, kind of help you guys out on that one. But actually, Maps Book Children, that's available now. Is it through Amazon? Where people can get this?
Oh, you can get it on iTunes or Amazon or buy a CD and then let everyone else burn it for free.
Oh, okay. Now, do you guys have merchandise available also, like shirts and stuff?
Yeah, we have T-shirts. Just keep it simple: T-shirts and CDs. We
don't
have like toothbrushes or combs or anything like that. It's just
you know, Rob is actually he's an expert on what do you call that, Guitar Hero, Rock Band.
Oh,
yes, I am. I am.
Yeah, but
Randy Rhoads has nothing on me.
That's right. So, Matt, I'm curious, Otto. Maps for Children. I don't know where'd you get that name. Who came up with that? Or that title?
Well, the whole album pretty much has, it just took a concept of, I went through a whole bunch of stuff in my childhood, and I'm sure a lot of other people did as well, so it was kind of a way for just me to vent and get a whole bunch of stuff off my chest, you know. And,
right, yeah.
And the pressure that's put on kids these days, you know, and they're just not allowed to be kids, so... It's kind of just, you know, maybe it will be a soundtrack for some kid, you know, mm-hmm. take him through his youth and, you know, something that will stick around with him for a while, you know, and maybe he'll look back and think, you know, well, that really, like, paved the way, inspired me or whatever. But, yeah, no, it's just really about cutting the strings to your parents and just being able to, like, live your life and, you know, be creative in your own kind of manner.
Exactly. Now, are you guys, it looks like you said you're, I read in your blog, in MySpace, you're doing private plays and stuff like that?
Sorry?
I mean, do you do private, like, parties and stuff? People,
no,
for people who want to hear you guys?
I'm not really
private show.
Kind of guy, you know?
I'm sorry?
No, I'm not really the wedding singer kind of guy. We're not really We're not really a wedding band, you know. The christenings maybe, you know, but
yeah.
No, it's just like touring and just music venues in general, really. No 21st birthdays or anything like that.
No, not even a 45-year-old with
Rob. If you're willing to throw down some dollars, then maybe you
can help me out. Exactly. You know, everything has a price, you know. That's right. And I see it on the CD cover over here. It's like it looks like a little girl with a string attached, and she's trying to cut those strings, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was saying before. It's just like cutting those ties and just being able to be a kid, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, it goes further than just childhood, you know. I mean, it's very general.
Yeah. Any place like besides MySpace? Are you guys in Reverb Nations or Facebook? Or anywhere else?
Yeah, that's where our management company. They, I get so lost in all this social networking thing. We have a whole list of like the Twitter, the blog, the Facebook, the MySpace, the Reverb Nation. Oh my God, how long has it got? But it's so hard, you know. It's so hard to keep up with all that kind of stuff. So I try and just concentrate.
Yeah. Well, you can actually, you know, what you need to do is just as a little tip, you know, from the Fernando Poniente show. little tip here. I see that someone's raising their hand now. Little tip. You know, you can go to ping.fm. You can actually update your status through your Facebook, MySpace, Bebo, Friendsters, anything like that, all in one time. You can go to ping.fm. You can create an account there. I got a hand coming up here. 7639, what do you got? A question for Otto?
I'm the one with the dog barking. Sorry about that.
Okay, did you kill
I was just
going to,
right?
Is that funny? Like a little yipper.
Well, the first one that barked, I think, was the St. Bernard, and then the second one was a miniature pincher.
Oh, wow. That's like from one extreme to the other.
Right.
Yeah, you got a rise in it.
I mean,
yeah,
it's out of belly now. All right, what was the question?
Stop it somewhere. But, I was going to say that Market America, I don't know if you're ever interested or maybe you're already at that level where you've been singing in front of like thousands of people, like 25,000 people. But
that's
if you really visit, have you done that before?
No, never. 25, no, that's a lot of people.
Yeah,
I'm not at that level yet.
Okay.
how many people? Oh, I'm sorry, go on.
If you visit my website shop, I mean my husband and my website shoppingsuperhighway.com, we have like it's called MA My World, and you can kind of if you can't figure it out, you can just contact us and find out how to go about kind of like getting on that, because that will expose you to like over 100,000 distributors for Market America. They'll be more than, you know, they'll be willing to buy your music more than just going to the store, you know, if they can get it through the website because
right.
They get paid for that. So,
okay.
So yeah, if
all
you're
right.
interested in that, sometimes they let people sing at big conferences in front of, like, thousands of
all
people,
right.
like 20 to 25,000. So that was just my question and comment.
Thanks for the info, caller number 7. Now, Otto, real quick, I just want you to, like, introduce your bands to us, okay? You got Otto Olsen? Is that you?
Yeah, and then I have Kenny Bisling,
mm-hmm.
who plays guitar and keys.
Can you tell me a little bit more? Can you tell us a little bit more of their backgrounds, real quick? Just touch up on them.
You can see sat next to me. Do you want to talk to him?
So, go ahead.
Okay, hang on. I'll pass you over to Kenny, and he can tell you his life story.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Kenny?
Yes, this is Kenny Bisling.
Kenny Bisling. You're
yeah.
you're good. You know, I heard that. You know, all eyes on you, and you did all that, the guitar and all that? Of course you did.
I did a portion of the guitar. I did, yeah.
Can you tell me more, a little bit more about you, your background, and, you know, how you came about joining the band and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. My background's probably not as interesting. I'm from Sheboygan, so it's not as far as I ever travel as Otto.
Right. And
but,
so you grew up in Sheboygan?
Yes.
Okay. Have you guys done any like class or like you know went to school, college for music?
I took chorus in high school, but just probably why I don't sing anymore.
All right, nothing major like college or anything like that, or because you guys are doing a fantastic job, you know, just like you're up in the sound, the lyrics and all that is up in that same level with, you know, I mean, everyone. I mean, I give you two thumbs up. Two,
thank you.
Three. I think I have three. No, I got two. Okay. But anything? What's are you happy with the band? What do you think you see it in the future, as far as like with your band?
I'm very happy. I'm very happy that we got a new drummer, and I'm really happy with the new material. I think we're kind of moving in our own direction. I was really happy with the EP, but I think the sound since then has really come into its own, which I'm really excited about.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, I think when we did the EP, we kind of weren't the band very long. We kind of just did the songs that we had, but I'm really excited about being able to kind of take some time and really develop the sound that we have right now. So I think that the full length will be like the first like real kind of taste of what we're doing now. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's just tough. You guys only been for like 2 years? Been together for 2 years?
About two years.
All right. So, I mean, it just, you know, like I said, just, again, you know, keep it up. And, you know, you guys, you know, we'll be supporting you guys. I have listeners out here that, like, really like your song. So, you know, hopefully that you guys will stop by again. And don't forget us when you guys are all the way on the top. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
I would like to thank you guys for coming up. And we're going for a landing here. Again, if you guys want to hear Into Arcadia, the album Maps for Children, you can go to myspace.com/IntoArcadia. And again, those are you can purchase their CD and merchandise and all that stuff. And you can also go to do you have Facebook also, you said?
Yeah, we've got Facebook, yeah.
You have Facebook, totally okay. All right, so you hooked up on Facebook. I guarantee you, Facebook's going to do phenomenal things for you guys. So Facebook, just type in or search Into Arcadia, and there are from Milwaukee. So, hey, Otto, thanks for stopping by, okay?
Yeah, no, thanks very much for the support.
And no problem. And also, again, you know, check back with us once in a while. And good luck with your with the music and all that. You guys are doing a fantastic job. And I'll be playing. I will add your music to my playlist, and you're gonna see that I will playing that. You know, I will playing that to my show. I can't even talk anymore. Thanks a lot, and have a good night, Otto, and have a good night, children, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night. And okay, bye. That was the Into Arcadia, and you know, we want to. Hey, Rob, you still there? And we're going for a landing here. We're going for a landing, and I just want to touch up on you on the next episode. I believe today is what, Tuesday, Monday. See, I don't even have my notes. You see, when you don't have your notes, you know, it's hard for you to like you know get through all your stuff. Sometimes your mind goes blank, you know. So if you're thinking about you know, doing a Block Talk Radio, dude, you know, just notes is like your best friend, okay? But anyway, so what do you think about Into Arcadia?
Is it me?
We have like 3 minutes here. Yeah, you. No, the guy behind you, dude. No, you.
That's my brother. You want to talk to him? It's not okay.
Is that okay? I think I'm speechless. All I saw on you is awesome. Distant Time? You ever heard of Distant Time?
No.
Oh, man, you're going to hear this, dude. All right? Stick around. You're going to hear it. Again, this is Into Arcadia, Distant Time. And after that, we are going to sleep. Bye-bye. Into Arcadia, Distant Time. Breathe. Into Arcadia, Maps for Children, the album. Hey, Rob, dude, you're still there. Hello? Oh, yeah, you're muted.
I'm on the call here today.
Yeah, you're muted. I'm sorry, I muted you because you talk too much. So, yeah, join us again, Rob and Fernando. I'm kidding. I mean, I didn't even go through it all. The band names and everything, Candy Bridges, Wes Falk, and the vocals, Xander Bednall, and drums and keys. Those are the Into Arcadia. So, Rob, thanks for stopping by, and tune in again Wednesday and Friday. Next time, we're going to be talking about Rob's imaginary girlfriend in his closet. And saying that she wants out. So.
And Survivor 2. Survivor 2.
We'll definitely do that for like 10, for like half hour, deducted up for half hour. So see you guys later. Alrighty.
Thank you.
Thanks.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord.